It does neither. It leaves the kids plumb in the middle. A good example would be Halloween. Halloween's a big thing in Spence Bay. But many don't bother getting dressed up. They just go, and they go from door to door, and they get their goodies. They've missed the crux is that you're supposed to do something. There's something that has to happen, something that you have to do to be able to get. All they've gotten is the end result. That's because they've missed all the history. They've been shown that Halloween is really neat and that you get goodies at door to door, but they've missed the point that you have to do something for it. And that's happening everywhere. You can take that example to everything you see here practically. They've missed the meat. And so you have these thinly assimilated people. That's why I say they're caught in between. They're not Inuit. They're not white. And we're seeing a lot of those young adults who are not working. They're not educated well enough to be able to work. But they don't know the land either. So they can't go out and hunt. They can't go out and fish because they don't know how to do that either. So they live in a settlement, and they don't leave that settlement. They live off welfare. And we have a high degree of drinking and suicide.
The object is not assimilation, but to allow them to retain their identity and yet to survive in this this century.
Mm-hmm.
What's school doing to them as it is, and what might it do?
Yeah, well, see, we're trying to do some things. You know, we've got the cultural inclusion so that students are aware and actually doing some of the things that their great-grandfathers and grandmothers did. We also have the language, which is the continuation. It's not as good as some communities. I understand that Coral Harbor, their Inuktitut is very strong. But the reason it's strong is because the community has decided it's going to be strong. The school can't help. In fact, I believe that if the culture and the language is only being taught at school and is not being done in a community, then that means it's just about dead. It's got to come from the people themselves. And we're finding that with Native Indian people now. There is a revival, a resurgence of Native identity. And I think that the Inuit people, first of all, they haven't lost as much as the Native Indian people have. So they haven't gotten that far, but I think that they don't need to go to that far and then come back again. They need to really work themselves and make a decision themselves individually and also as a group and as a community that being Inuit is very important and that their language is very important and that parents should speak Inuktitut to their children and that children should be expected to speak Inuktitut at least half the time. English, yes, is important because that's going to be the lingua franca, you know, for them. But at the same time, you know, their own cultural heritage, their own self-image is very, very important, and they have to work on that. The school, I think their function is very limited, really, because it has to come from them, themselves. I think we've done and are doing just about everything that we possibly can. Unless, as I said before, we changed the total format of the schooling altogether, which would be an interesting experiment to try. I don't know if anyone's done that.